It's time for pie charts. Yes. Now, to help you, and I know some of you are struggling at this point, so we've got chocolates to help you. Well, pies later, chocolates now. Alison and my glamorous assistants from somewhere will pass around a little basket, and in there, chocolates, help yourself. And there's also information about giving in the Vineyard. If you don't know it already and you want to take a leaflet, feel free. Let me just, I'm going to skip through to the actual pie charts. I should really be talking about our vision and all that, but we haven't really got time. So we're just going to look at our first pie chart. So this is the one that has the income on it. Here we go. So this is a pie chart of our income in the last year. Okay? Let me run through it very quickly. If you've got a question, put your hand up. I've already run 10 minutes over time, so I'm struggling. Our income was $255,000. We came out with a small surplus, which is a matter of something close to a miracle, like the crossing of the Red Sea. That hasn't worked very well. It's looking all right in my thing, but it's not on here. Sorry about that. I'll have to read you what these bits mean. That big blue pie bit is our regular income. Okay, that's what most people give through a monthly standing order. That's that money. Okay? Then the next one round is a regular giving gift aid. So this is the money that comes in, and on some of it we can reclaim tax. We reclaim £30,000 in tax. So if you're a taxpayer, please sign a gift aid form. It really helps. The next one round, the orange one, is it orange? Ready, orange, sort of, yeah, or we'll call it orange, is irregular giving. So that's one-off, people being generous, sending us a lump of money every now and again, not on a planned way. And on top of that, that little blue bit is the tax that we can get on that as well, get back. And then we have some other income over here. So Leeds Vineyard is part of two other vineyard churches, and they pay us a fee to look after all their money, so that's in there. The Vineyard Centre is used by several other groups. They pay us some rental, that's in there. Some bits and pieces like that. Okay? What that pie chart should tell you, and it tells me, what I want you to hear is that your regular giving is really important. When we have regular giving like that coming in, we can plan. We know that's coming in, we can hire people, we can rent facilities, we can take on commitments. So if you're thinking about giving, that's the way we'd love you to give, if you can. I know some people can't, but that's the way we'd love you to give. Any quick questions on our income? Okay, next slide is our spending. Wonder how many of these numbers come through. Oh, that's better. They've come through there. Okay, our spending was $251,000. 46% was on salaries for our staff. I usually aim for about 50% to be on salaries. That's about the right amount to look after the people of the church. If it goes much above that, we've got too many people being paid. If it goes much below that, we're likely to be under-pastored. Underlooked after. So it's slightly under over the last year, but that's about it's not too bad. Last year we had a financial recovery plan. We had a really difficult couple of years going back a little while, and we had to get back straight. We allocated some money to that. That's done and dusted now. We're all straight, so that won't be needed next year. The office costs us about £6,000 to run. The Vineyard Centre itself costs nearly £20,000 to run light, heat, stuff like that. Websites, telephones, insurance. Where's Anne? Am I doing okay? All right. That's 8% of our spending. And then down here, you've got the mortgage on the Vineyard Centre, which is about another 8%. We're about to sell the Vineyard Centre. I'm hoping to come to you with a definite completion on that in the next few weeks, which will save us obviously quite a lot of money. But then we have to find somewhere else to do what we do. Ministry is all this. The Vineyard Kids work, Tea for 12, all the things that aren't covered elsewhere, the rental of this building each week. We give 5% of our income to Vineyard churches because we're part of the movement nationally. A lot of that money is used for church planting to help other churches. And then we give 8% away. We try and give more. We have a bigger budget than that. But last year we gave away 8%, 21,000, to what we call reach out. So that's our missionaries, Alpha, stuff we do on the streets, helping people refurbish their homes, that type of thing. So it's spent outside the church, not in. I'm going really quickly. How are we doing? Any questions? Pete's annual question. Yes. So the financial recovery plan that we used last year to get straight, that's going into next year's budget. We've got, although we're straight financially, we're not yet back to the level of reserves we need. So that's really being allocated to rebuilding our reserves. We've also got some interesting things to spend money on in the next year, which I'll tell you about in coming weeks. So don't worry, we'll find a way to spend it. We won't accumulate and hoard, don't worry. Another question? Oliver? Ministry, that's the rental of this building. It's Vineyard Kids, Tea for 12, house groups. Help me. They just, yeah. Okay. Teresa? No, there's no copies out here, but just ask Anne or me, we'll email you everything you need. If you're a regular giving, you can have all the information. If you go on the Charity Commission website, all our accounts are there anyway, up to last year. I used to bring sets of these to give to everybody. Nobody ever took them, so we're going to save money on printing. Okay, I want to look at one more thing. Which is our attendance. We don't really want to follow numbers too much, but on the other hand, it helps us plan ahead to know what's going on. When we moved to Headingley Methodist Church, which is back here in October 2013, we saw an immediate fall in attendance, which we sort of expected and planned for. Depending on how you measure it, it's very gradually going back up again now. Adult numbers are going up reasonably steadily. Children's numbers are hovering. We get a slightly different type of people coming here. We're not so many families, some more single people, students, older people, so fewer children coming with each adult. If you do one of those trend lines, it's slightly up. Nowhere near as steeply up as I would like it to be, but it's slightly up. Okay. Right. No questions. Okay. I'm just realize I've been way, way too ambitious with time. Sally, would you do wander next door and calm them down and tell them we're not going to be finished for a while? Richard? Yes, we plant. Good point. No, we planted out just before here. In the previous 12 months, we planted out a church in Sheffield and a church in Harrogate. So some of the down in this period here might reflect that, yeah. I think most of it happened before, but I regret having to rush because I want to be as transparent as possible. I'm very happy to answer questions. Alex Holt is here in the front row, second row. He's a chair of trustees. Anne's back there. Is Kelly around today? No. Kelly Rotherham is our trustee in charge of finances. She'd be very happy to talk to you as well. Okay, so we want to be a generous church, and this is evidence of your generosity and what we can do with the money.